Oh my goodness. Ben, were you holding that thing in that hat the whole time? Unbelievable. Okay. Man. That was really cool. Okay. Impressive.
A dog, chicken McNugget in the stomach. There you go, Ben.
Babbitt's in the show. A Hare E. Jr. is known as a cannon bunny.
No.
He flies through the air after being shot out of a cannon. Yes. Oh, don't be nervous for Junior. He's very talented. I take no credit for his magical ability.
Here and get ready for your spot in the show. I'm going to make this real easy for you. I need you to have a seat. Have a seat and, sir, what's your name?
Fred.
Fred, nice to meet you. I really appreciate you coming on up. Fred, I have a box of Kleenex and I just need you to hold on to that box of Kleenex for me and I'll be right with you, Fred. Folks, your lap. Good. Here we go, Fred. Do what I do. Fred, take one Kleenex. Take that Kleenex and tear it in half. Nice work, Fred. Put those pieces together and tear them in half again. Just rip those pieces apart. Rip them apart. Good job. Now, Fred, roll those pieces into a ball. Now, this is important. The ball needs to be tight. You need to make sure that no loose ends stick out. And then hold that ball up in your right hand. Go ahead. Roll it up into a ball. And as tight as you can. Okay. It could be a little bit larger than this one. It makes no difference. And then when you're finished, show the audience middle finger and thumb. Hold up the ball. Good job. Nice work. I like that finger right over there, Fred. That looks good. Okay. Fred, I need you to shield your other fingers around and pivot. Good job. Flat left hand. Now, Fred, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to take that ball and put it inside your flat left hand and then let go of the ball, leave it inside your hand. It's going to be in the palming position, so later on you'll be able to palm the ball like this. Okay, but you'll be able to do this. Don't be nervous. Okay, Fred, hold up the ball one more time. Shield your fingers around the ball, put it inside your flat left hand, curl up your fingers. Take this hand, Fred, and rotate. And then snap your fingers, Fred. Great job. Nice work. Now, Fred, most magicians will make the pieces restore to the original size. I've done something a little different. I've made the pieces vanish. Fred, open up your hand. They should be gone. Fred! Wait. Fred, this isn't fair. It's not fair. When you weren't looking, I took that ball. I put it in the pouch. I won't do that again. Okay, let's try this one more time. Fred, take your ball and roll. Squeeze. Roll. Squeeze. Fred, pinch. Good job. Other hand, Fred. Other hand. Good job. All right. Now shield your fingers around and pivot. Good job. Flat left hand. And once again, Fred, take the ball, put it inside your flat left hand. Blow like this. Don't spit. No, I'm just kidding. That ball should be gone again. Open up your hand. Fred, wait a minute. Wait, let me take your ball this time. Now watch. We'll take your ball and put it inside like this. Now notice, the ball goes directly down the middle. We shield like this and rotate. Snap the fingers up. Fred, Loosen up just a little bit. Loosen up, okay? Snap the fingers, pat the sleeve, and fix the watch. And that ball does not vanish this time, but it does something even more magical. Fred, your pieces have now restored to the original size. Fred, is that an absolute miracle?